Today, I want to share two powerful quotes from Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act, that have really stuck with me. These ideas are simple, but can be game-changing when it comes to our creativity and how we approach our work. Isn't it beautiful that some of the most thought-provoking and powerful quotes are the simplest? There's this level of simplicity that we love, which is why they resonate with so many people, because it is taking a big idea and consolidating it into a sentence or two that is powerful and moving. Okay, the first one is this. If we can tune into the idea of making things and sharing them without being attached to the outcome, the work is more likely to arrive in its truest form. I absolutely love this, because how often do we hold ourselves back from starting a project or even shifting directions in a project that we're currently working on because we're so attached to what we think it should look like? Yes, of course, when we start a project, we might have this big idea in mind of what we want it to look like, but if we only focus on that, we're not making room for what it could be. What if instead we allowed ourselves the freedom to explore and discover what it could be, rather than forcing it into this box? I think about this sometimes because we have access to so much, and we are watching people build businesses, launch podcasts, or any type of creative project. Maybe you are looking at an author, the way that they're doing their work. And we just have this idea. It's almost like confirmation bias. We believe that a project that we're working on needs to go in this direction because that's what people say it needs to go. A good example is monetizing everything. I know so many people who talk about a creative project that they would love to get started, whether it's a YouTube channel, writing a book, starting a podcast. And immediately, before they've even gotten excited about the idea or allowed themselves the space to dream what it could be, they have somebody in their ear asking, well, how are you going to monetize that? And I'm not saying that's always a bad thing, but that's not the only reason to start a creative project. If you have this idea in your mind of wanting to start something beautiful, give yourself that space to think about why you want to do it, and then what is the first step that you can take to get started? And then go make it, bring it to life, and share it with the world. Again, if we can tune into the idea of making things and sharing them without being attached to the outcome, the work is more likely to arrive in its truest form. In its truest form, it's your idea, and you get to bring it to life however you want, whatever that looks like for you. That is a beautiful and exciting thing that should empower you to pursue your ideas. It doesn't matter what happens to them. It doesn't matter if it fails. If it fails, it might be the best thing ever because you learned so much about a specific project, and then you can take all of that knowledge and bring it with you to your next creative project. Or maybe it's successful in ways you never thought about. One of the things that I love about creative projects is that it brings people together. Doing this podcast is so much fun because I get to talk to really incredible creators, entrepreneurs, writers, authors, speakers, people that are out there pursuing their dreams. And I love that about this show because then we all get to benefit from sharing ideas. Okay, another quote from the book is, it's helpful to work as if the project you're engaged in is bigger than you. Yes, you may be doing it for yourself, and I hope that you are because you're probably finding a lot of joy in it, but it's bigger than you because it's going to impact someone else. It's going to impact other lives. Maybe what you're doing will inspire someone to pursue their own dreams. Maybe what you're creating and sharing will make someone laugh, you're educating them about a specific topic, or you're improving their life in some way. If you're an entrepreneur, you're not just building a business, you're creating jobs, you're helping your team members become the best version of themselves, you're involved in the community, you're making a difference. What you're creating is bigger than you. I look at some of my favorite authors or creators, and so many people resonate with their work. And it's a beautiful thing because the creator is creating for them. It's almost like they can't not create. They can't not share these ideas in the world because It's inside of them. They have this need to share. Sometimes I think about these creators sharing their ideas and their work, and it's resonating with people. And the creator, whether they are a musician or they're making movies or they have a podcast or YouTube channel or they're a writer and they write books, whatever, they are creating because they have an idea. They are creating because they can't not. They can't not share whatever it is that's in their heart that they feel so compelled to share with the world. I know I've said this on many different episodes, but it's like when comedians talk about, if you could do anything else, go do that, because this life of a comedian is hard. But for those true comedians, they can't not get up on stage and tell jokes and try to make people laugh. It's what they do. And that's the same for whatever it is that you feel drawn to, whatever it is that you feel compelled to create. And you're creating something bigger than yourself. You don't need to have hundreds of thousands of followers for it to be bigger than yourself. It's bigger than yourself, even if it's just something that you create for your part of the universe, for your family, friends, community, your little piece of the world. What you're creating and sharing makes an impact. It's helpful to work as if the project you're engaged in is bigger than you. How does that idea impact the way you think about your creative projects? How does that idea influence the direction you are going to move forward in whatever it is that you're creating right now? These are just two quotes from Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act. It's full of inspiration, and I hope these quotes inspire you in whatever it is that you are currently working on. Before you go, if you are a journaler and you love a good journaling prompt as much as I do, you can get my free 77 journaling prompts to get focused and inspire action. Go to journaltoinspire.com and check that out. I will also leave it in the notes below. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And until next time, go create something.